What? You've never been to West Clare? Never?
No, never. It's one of those things that you never appreciate what you have on your own back doorstep. So I've probably travelled more countries of the world than I have counties of Ireland.
But how can you possibly have not... Have you ever crossed the Shannon? Let's get down
yes,
to basics.
Yes, I have. Yes, and I've actually
Which
sailed
bridge?
Along the Shannon.
Which? Ah. Have you ever gone over a bridge across the Shannon?
There's a few bridges in Limerick that go over the Shannon, all right.
Have you been over them?
Yes. Ask me the names
have
of
you,
them.
Have you ever gone to Shannon Airport?
Yes.
Okay, now look here. Then you have been to County Clare.
Okay, yes, right? I've been to County Clare, yes.
Right,
yes,
have you ever gone to Ennis?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
So you have been... Have you ever been to Kilkee?
Yes, but for about an hour.
An hour is better than nothing. Now,
actually,
you see,
no,
you completely
no.
misled me. You see, you told me you had never
but
been to County Clare.
But I know, but for a woman who has a degree in geography, my Irish geography would not be the best. I actually did go to Kilkee, and I actually met the Cuban ambassador to Ireland in Kilkee.
Want anything?
No, thanks.
I want a good life. Can you get that in the shop? John Tanam is now gone to pay for the petrol. Right. Go on, you met the Cuban ambassador in Kilkee?
Yeah, Teresita. There was a festival to celebrate... Now that you actually mentioned it, there was a festival to celebrate Che Guevara. Che came to Shannon and had a stopover in Shannon on his way to some revolution or war in Africa. And Che...
Like a weekend tweet-up.
Exactly. And Che being Che, there was a problem with the plane. And he in Shannon, apparently, legend goes, he asked someone... Where was a good place to stay? And someone in the airport was from Kilkee and said, oh, you should go out to Kilkee. So they went out to Kilkee. There was a hotel there. And they holed up for 2 or 3 days in Kilkee. And apparently,
which year? Which decade? Which year? 60s?
60s, yeah. And apparently there was a fiesta to beat all fiestas in Kilkee for about 3 days. And
was Richard Harris there?
I don't know.
Did Richard Harris meet Che Guevara?
I don't know.
Because the Harrises used to go to Kilkee, you
but
know.
There's now a Che Guevara, that's the name of the festival in Kilkee every year in September to celebrate Che's arrival.
Are you going to go this year?
I am actually, yeah.
Will the Cuban ambassador be there?
Probably, yeah.
But you met the Cuban ambassador.
Yeah.
What was the Cuban ambassador like? How long ago was this?
This was last year.
Oh, right. Well, you better say the Cuban ambassador was a splendid, perfect ambassador of their country. You can't say anything else.
She is an amazing person. She, Cuba operates on a shoestring and her staff multitask.
Her staff of two,
I think.
And a dog?
Yes, exactly.
Does she have a dog?
I don't know. But she drove herself down. She had to stop in...
She didn't have a driver?
No, nothing like that. So she...
But all Irish ambassadors have drivers.
The Cuban ambassador doesn't
have a driver?
She drove herself down.
Yeah.
She left...
Do you know what car she was in?
She was in a kind of...
A long limo with a stretch limo?
Some sort of like a Ford Mondeo kind of comfortable reps car kind of thing.
Yeah, she was a rep. I'm very...
She was very unassuming and very down to earth and... A couple of things happened. One, we were sitting on the steps of...
Turn right, Jonathan.
Right.
We were sitting on the steps of... I think it's Kilkee Hotel, or the hotel that's in Kilkee anyway. And a few people came up and asked about the events that were going on for the festival. And before I had a chance to respond, the ambassador piped up and said, oh, well, if you go down there, they've got an art exhibition opening, and at 6 o'clock something else is going on, and then there's a concert at 8 o'clock. So she was giving tourist information to the foreigners, and then I said to them, you do know that that's the Cuban ambassador, and them being Irish, they went, go on away. And I said, no, seriously, this is Teresa, she's the Cuban ambassador to Ireland. And they said, no way. And in the end, she had to take out her ID and show them her ID.
Did you get a photograph of the Cuban ambassador showing her ID to a
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Hey, how did you ever... I mean, okay, you... How did you, Jonathan, you carry on? And I'll tell you before we get to Dublin that we're turning off to La Hinch, okay? Look, come back to this thing about... how did you... Tanya, get to actually even meet the Cuban ambassador? I mean, do you know her already?
I had met her once through Cuban friends based in Ireland. the Cuban community in Ireland is very small, and pretty much everybody knows each other.
Like 1,000 or 500 or 250 or...
I'd say around the 500 maybe.
Mainly in Dublin?
Well, there's... In Limerick and Shannon kind of areas, Clare maybe a little bit, there's a group of Cubans.
Followers of Shay in Clare, right? Okay. I know people in Clare who listen to this who are revolutionaries. Patrick Stack, if you're listening to this, you should go on anyway. So, wow.
A few in Galway, there's one in Donegal, one or two in Kerry, there's a couple in Cork, and then the rest in Dublin mainly, yeah. But Teresa was she was there to open the festival officially, along with the Argentinian consul in Ireland, because Che actually is Argentinian. But
so Cuba and Argentina collaborate in that sense?
Yes,
diplomatically, at least.
Yes, yeah. Because Che was Argentinian, there'd be a lot of links between Argentina and Cuba.
Yeah.
And
I've read the Motorbike Diaries.
Exactly. She was there to open the festival, and rather than riding on her white horse, she rode in on a vintage motorbike waving the Cuban flag.
I have to ask you, did she eat periwinkles?
No, but...
Have you eaten periwinkles?
Yes, I have. I used to collect them with my granny when I was a kid and cook them and sit with a darning needle and eat them, yeah.
One of my earliest memories of Kilkee is periwinkles.
Ah.
As a child, you know, literally a long time ago, long before you were born.
I doubt that.
Wow. Anything else you can say about the connection between where we're going today to West Clare in Ireland, under the hashtag On The Road Salmon, as we head in that direction? Any other connection you can think of between Cuba and West Clare?
Not that I can think of. Rumour has it that there might be a few sons and daughters of Che scattered around the place.
That's hard. Denied. Oh, the Bishop of Ennis and Kilrush denies that totally. Irish people would never consort with the likes of long-haired...
Listen, they haven't come across Che Guevara.
But he hung out for 3 days there.
Yes, and had a ball.
You can do a lot of stuff in 3 days.
There's a lot you can achieve.
Wow. Okay, thank you very much. That's the first audio boo from the mobile studio consisting of Tanya Bewalda, the driver here who's been specially hired in for the day from South Africa, Jonathan Am, and Paul O'Mani. So we'll be back with more episodes on the road, Salmon, later on.